makikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Sari Delena. Siya ang director ng The Gorilla is a Poet at kamakailan nanalo ng Best Director para sa 7th International Film Festival sa Manhattan. Magandang araw at congratulations!
Maraming salamat!
Gorilla is...
Magandang hapon sa inyo.
Gorilla is a Poet. Kwento ni Jose Maria Sison.
Yeah, The Gorilla is a Poet is the tale of an activist journey, specifically Jose Maria Sison during the turbulent years of martial law until his capture in the mountains and also the 9 years of imprisonment. It also frames from his very important poem called The Gorilla is Like a Poet. It's a docudrama or biopic where we were also able to interview his wife, Juliet De Lima Sison, and of course, Bernabe Dante Buscaino.
At syempre si Ginoong Joma, kung hindi ka nagkakamali.
Yes.
At ang pelikulang ito ay parang team-up ninyong magkapatid.
Yes, so The Gorilla is a Poet is co-directed with my sister, Kili Delena. She's also a human rights activist and documentary filmmaker.
So, kung hindi ka nagkakamali, bago nyo nilapat yung script, kinausap nyo muna sila.
There's an interesting story how we were able to make the film. I was in Rotterdam when we got an invitation from the Filipino community in Utrecht. And they said, please visit us here, you know. And so, of course, we were very happy. We were in Rotterdam for our screening of another documentary on the Philippine-American War. So when we went to Utrecht, somebody picked us up at train station, and we were surprised, me and my husband, to see it was Joma Sison himself at the train station picking us up. So talagang we were really surprised, no? And then he invited us for sa kanyang office, and then he started talking about yung mga activities niya doon, and of course dinerecho na rin niya kami. He invited us or asked us if we would be interested to make a film about his life. Syempre kami naman parang, you know, we consider Joma Sison a very important figure in Philippine history, especially during martial law. And I think the focus on the story of the activists or the Philippine left needs to be told. So after that, for the next 3 years, we continued to communicate via Facebook, email, and we started laying down the script outline and structure. Tapos nag-submit kami to various local film grants, festival grants like Cinemalaya, Cinema One, Cine Filipino. And we were happy that after 3 years of trying to submit the script, no, Cine Filipino gave the green light. Okay, so maganda yung nangyari na Kajoma also wrote some of the crucial scenes in the script. So it's also a collaboration with him.
Bakit niyo pinili yung ihango yung titulo at saka inspirasyon mula dun sa tula mismo? Ito ba ay pinag-desisyonan ninyong magkapatid o kasama si Joma?
Okay. So ang maganda naman kasi kay Ka Joma, when he invited us to tell the story of his life, talagang he sent us this really outline, no? Syempre parang ang daming nangyari sa kanyang buhay, sa movement, no, tsaka sa mga kasamahan niya. And me and my sister, we had to of course select kung ano lang yung kaya namin to tell the story within 2 hours, no, kasi may limit din yung grant, no, and of course a budget. And my sister and I were very much inspired by his poem The Gorilla is Like a Poet, so that's why we chose to frame the story of his life through the poem and then his life in the mountains, no. Pero ginawa namin, we also incorporated the beginnings of the reestablished communist part of the Philippines, which is very important, tsaka yung the New People's Army, ganyan. And then pinili namin yung chapter sa life niya na kaya naming ikwento ng maganda, kasi actually kung gagawin talaga namin yung story niyang life niya, that would be more than 3 hours.
Parang mga 10 hours siguro yun, no?
Oo, kasi talagang ano eh, kasi diba, it's the longest running movement. So, ano talaga, so we just want to make sure na the important aspects of his life and the movement, eh, may ilagay na namin.
At kung naka nagkakamali, maganda ang naging reception sa cinema.
Filipino. Cine Filipino. Yes. So, we were very happy kasi, yeah, we were very happy na it got very good reception. Even in the screenings, laging full house, no? Kasi, normally, pag sinabi mong tungkol kay Joma, normally people will shy away from it or will, you know, parang they already will judge the film. Pero we wanted to show certain aspects of his life, him as a revolutionary figure at the same time as a father, as a husband, you know, and as a friend, ganyan. So I think that's very important in this particular film. So we were very pleased to see many people watching the film and writing about it.
Sorry, sa panahon ngayon, kasi ikaw nabanggit mo na namulat ka sa mga nangyari nung panahon ng martial law nung mga panahon yun dahil sa ama mo. Kasi gumagawa siya ng cartoons, political cartoons.
Political cartoons at for Free Press and Philippine Leader, yes.
At yun yung circle ng mga kaibigan nila, hindi ba? Mga aktivista, mga manunulat.
So, yes.
Para sa'yo, gano'ng kahalaga yung mga gantong klaseng pelikula or mga obra para naman hindi malimutan or mamulat yung mga kabataan ngayon sa mga nangyari nung nakaraan?
Especially ngayon, no, since it's been, 45 years since martial law was declared in 1972 of September 21, no? So, syempre, ang daming generation na dumaan at ipinanganak at hindi talaga nila naranasan kung ano yung mabuhay during martial law. And even for myself, I was only, 2 years old when martial law was declared. But I was exposed to, especially nung nag-aral na ako sa UP, no? And this kind of films, no, not just about martial law, but about Philippine-American War, Japanese occupation, it really has to be told and reassessed, and kailangan talagang bigyan ng maayos na lugar sa pagtuturo. Otherwise, we will not be able to understand who we are now and how we're going to deal with, especially the current political climate. So this kind of films, I think, is very integral to the formation of our youth, no? And especially in the few years, the millennials will be in the voting age na. So we have to help them make decisions. And
siguro,
I think that, yeah.
Siguro mahalaga rin na mabanggit na mahalagang mabasa yung kasaysayan mula dun sa mga tao mismong nabuhay nung panahong iyon, hindi ba?
Yes. That's why nakakatuwa nga kasi, you know, it's actually very difficult and painful for some of them, especially the activists who underwent torture, you know, and harassment during martial law. But some of them are now writing their memoirs and are finally speaking out and sharing. So, napaka-importante yon. So, The Girl is a Poet, and bukod sa, and among other films, just like our most recent documentary, History of the Underground, is really an oral history of the activists during the Marcos period, that period. And the young people should listen to them.
So, mahalaga.
So, importante talaga. Napakahalaga talaga.
Dahil kung di ako nagkakamali, nakita natin yun nung nakaraang halalan kung saan marami ay hindi nila alam kung ano yung, o kung hindi man nila alam, ay hindi sila ganong maalam sa nangyari ng martial law.
Yes. Oh, because of the dangers of the revisionist, you know, revisionism in the writing of history and the propagation of fake news. Nako, ang dami talagang ano problems in how to speak the truth and tell the truth, no? So it's very challenging, especially in these times, no? The propagation of revisionist history and fake news is something that filmmakers, journalists, the media practitioners should really be vigilant. So we hope that this kind of film that we're doing is something that will shed light to what really happened in the past, you know?
Maraming salamat, Sari Delena, sa inkwento, at congratulations muli sa Best Director Award mo.
Oh, maraming salamat din at sana ay maging maganda rin ang magiging panayam at sa pagpapanood ninyo ng The Relay sa Poet dyan sa Melbourne, Australia. Malaking karangalan sa amin na may palabas ito dyan. At hindi lang sa mga festivals, kundi para sa mga communities ng ating mga kababayan, sa mga paaralan, libraries. So, ito talaga ay ginawa namin, hindi dahil sa pera or for, you know, the box office, ano. Pero para ito, para sa kamalayan at para mamulat ang ating mga kabataan sa nangyari sa ating kasaysayan, especially nung martial law. So, maraming salamat sa pagkakataon na ito.
Tangkilikin ang higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.